All right, it's 7:31 p.m. You're tuned into Local Motives here on WMPG and W281 AC Gorham, Portland. My name's Josh, and in just a few minutes here, or just a minute, pretty quick, we'll have Alan Jones from Fifth Freedom joining us. You may have just heard him. But first, Local Motives is on the air thanks to listener generosity and support from Buck Dancer's Choice Music Company. Locally owned and in Portland for over 38 years, Buck Dancer's Choice specializes in new and used instruments, lessons, trades, rentals, and repairs. Buck Dancer's Choice is located at 248 St. John Street, online at buckdancers.com, or by phone 774-2219. And WMPG is grateful for the support from our listeners and from Crooked Cove CD Replication, a local company run by musicians for musicians. Crooked Cove offers these services: CD and DVD replication and duplication, all types of packaging, as well as mastering and graphic design, on the web at crookedcove.com. And, so it's Local Motives time. I still haven't got the Restless Atlantic show posted from last week. I was having some uploading difficulties, so coming soon. But tonight, as I said previously, we've got Alan Jones here. Good evening, Alan.
Hey, man, what's going on?
Not so much. It's Friday night.
It is Friday night.
I'm here again.
Yeah, so am I.
And I really appreciate you being here.
No problem, man.
It was kind of short notice. And
Yeah. It's a couple words in show business to always live by, and that's I'll be there.
That's a pretty good rule to live by.
Well, I mean, anytime anybody wants to talk to you or ask you something or wants you to play a song,
yeah,
that's a good thing, right? You know? And hey, props to Buck Dancer's Choice, by the way, because I've shopped there since I was like 5. So,
yeah.
Rock on.
You can lift that if you want.
All right, right on.
Make it more comfortable for you there. It's easy to move around. That's a really nice... That's a really nice philosophy to have and route to take. Just, if somebody wants to answer a question or play a song, I really appreciate that as somebody who likes to listen to songs and talk to people.
Well, the reason I play songs is because I'm a fan of music.
Yeah.
And when you hear something that touches you or moves you or changes you, that... Being a part of that, and maybe if you can write a song and do that sort of thing that impacts somebody else the same way that Sly and the Family Stone or the Black Crowes or Skinner did for me, and if I can do that for somebody else, then great.
Yeah.
If not, that's fine too, but everybody's got a story to tell, right?
I suppose so. Some more interesting than others, I guess.
Yeah, well, yeah, that's. I guess that's the subjective thing.
No, nobody wants to listen to me sing a song about my kids throwing up on me all winter.
Well, no one wants to hear a song about my cats throwing up on me either, so I guess I don't write about that.
I don't know. Have you been on this internet thing? They like cats. They might be into that.
Well, I mean, people like cats, but I don't think they like cats. Anybody wants anything throwing up on them.
That's true. It's true. Oh, man. So, you want to start just playing a little bit of catch up for people? I mean, what's been going on with Fifth Freedom for the past however long it's been?
Yeah, I mean, year or so, I guess. Well, it's been pretty cool. It's been kind of a roller coaster, but I guess that's the same story for anybody.
Sure.
We were lucky enough to have as many of if anybody knows who we are, they know our first record was produced by a guy named John Lahan and Ben Wells, who play respectively bass and guitar in a band called Blackstone Cherry. They're a pretty well-known group, and they came across us, and they've just helped us 100% of the way. They produced our first record, did our album art, I mean everything.
Yeah.
And, you know, that was cool. You know, that alone was like, all right, cool. And then just about at this time last year, actually, I got a phone call and said, hey, we're doing this tour. We want you guys to be our support band. Pack your bags. So we did. And it was cool. I mean, we got to play. I mean, the first show was in Nashville, Tennessee. It was sold out at a place called the Exit Inn, and it was really cool. I mean, we got there for sound check, and there was almost a line around the building already.
Nice.
It was cool. It was a lot of clubs, well, like bigger size clubs and small theaters that we did, and a couple of bigger shows, and it was really cool. And those guys, I mean, they're doing really well, but they're like the most humble, normal human beings you'll ever meet.
Yeah.
And bass player John is trying to help us get a distribution deal with a label or something. And they've been there for us, and it's just kind of an honor to, like, you know, actually share a stage with them.
Yeah.
And the last night of the tour, I got to sing, go up for the last song and sing with them. And that was just, it was the most surreal thing ever.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, I can imagine. Yeah. I can imagine. It's not a bad call to get then, huh?
No, it was a good call.
You want to do some music? Either
Of course I do.
What do you want to do? You want to do one, or you want one off
the
CD?
Yeah, I'll do one.
All right.
I'll do a song that has meant a lot to the guys in the band, and, you know, because they're not here, but, you know, it's kind of, well, let's do the solo thing anyway. So this song that means a lot to us, and it's one of our oldest songs, and it's actually gotten a lot of radio play. This is a song called Faded Demons.
All right.
So long I've been on my own, and even if you're on my side, you know I'm still feeling all alone from all the years that I've tried. I'll pick up this damned old thing, but it sure don't feel the same. I promise it is a brass riches, I'm not too keen on fame. Said it's gonna be a long road if I can make it to the top. It's been 5 long years of bad luck, but I ain't got no time to stop. Let me tell you now how your good luck, I can't tell you, but in time we'll see. You know I gotta start running now, you know I'm living free. I said the feeling of hope might come around, but I ain't seen it down here. Because you know I'm still losing touch, so I won't keep you very near. No, no, because I think you're a little too scared. No, you might just understand. I don't think you notice if I die right where I stand. Yeah, 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 it's gonna be a long road if I can make it to the top. It's been 5 long years of bad luck, but I ain't got no time to stop. Let me tell you now, are you good luck? I can't tell you, but in time we'll see. You know I gotta start running now, you know I'm living free. And just when I thought I had it made, my girl ran for the door. I tried to seven, but I never win. Why am I fighting for? Yeah, yeah, I'm in the fight of my life, but none of my friends ever seem to see how badly I've given up, but none of them will let me be. So I'll pick up this damn old thing, but it sure don't feel the same. Promise is a rash of riches, I'm not your king of fame. It's gonna be a long road if I can make it to the top. It's been 5 long years of bad luck, but I ain't got no time to stop. Let me tell you now, how you good luck, I can't tell you, but in time we'll see. You know I gotta start running now, You know I'm living free. You know I'm living free. Yeah.
Fate of Demon. Nice.
Thank you.
So this is, we're here with, gotta keep adjusting volume in my headphones. Alan Jones from Fifth Freedom is here, who you just heard there. And so that song's on the album that you guys put out last year.
Yeah, that's on our first record. Yeah. It was the first single we did. It's weird because, like, when we first did that song, everybody, like, producers and engineers who heard it were like, nope, we're not doing that. And when we played it for John in the studio, he was sitting there with his eyes closed, shaking his head, and I'm thinking, well, great, he doesn't like it either. Right. And he opens his eyes, and as the producer, you know, you change things. You change how things are written. You rewrite stuff. And that was the one song that, as soon as he heard it, he was like, we're not changing a thing about that.
Nice.
So that was really cool. And that song means a lot to all four of us. Sure. And so it was cool that we got to put that on our first record.
Yeah.
But we're well into writing our new record that we're hopefully going to be tracking in the fall. Okay. And we feel as though, you know, if we do a second record and we've really progressed as writers and players and just people in general, that if we do a second record and it's better than our first record, that's going to attract new friends and fans and all that. And then those people are going to go back and hear the first record. And then it'll kind of, you know, hopefully build us some momentum.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, it's funny that you put it that way, because I was listening to an interview with Ben Gibbard from Death Cab for Cutie.
Yeah.
The other
sure.
day.
Yeah.
Yesterday. And one of the guys was talking about how he's, you know, he used to get excited. He's like, oh man, I just found this new band. And he'd go to the record store and they'd have like six albums that he had never heard of, you know, and
right.
he felt stupid because, but I love that. I love being able to dig back through a band's catalog, even if I find them late in the game, you know?
Yeah. Oh, me too. I mean, I'm the same exact way. Yeah. I love hearing a band's record, and I think it's like their first album. I know they have other stuff, right? But like, then you find a record. Like, actually, a good example of this would be, I've always been a huge Black Label Society fan. I've always been a huge Zakk Wylde fan, and then I discovered the Pride and Glory record like 3 weeks ago.
Yeah.
And I've always heard of it, but I never had heard it.
Yeah.
And hearing that and hearing the writing on that, you're just like, crap, man. Like, that's incredible. Like, what? How did I not hear this? This is amazing. And it becomes one of your favorite works of music ever. Yeah. You know, it's weird how that works.
You ever kind of get mad at yourself, though? Like, damn it, I could have been listening to this for 10 years and now I'm just finding out about it. You know?
All the time.
Like, so disappointed in myself.
Yeah.
But so now you mentioned, I think it's only fair, right? You mentioned the rest of the band earlier. You want to tell people who the rest of the band is? I know they're not here.
Of course I do.
Here,
I mean, yeah.
I mean, we should talk about them.
Well, I mean, my drummer dropped me off here, so that was pretty cool. We've got on the drums, we've got Gary Marston. On the lipstick and the fake eyelashes and guitar, we've got Nick Little. He doesn't actually wear lipstick or fake eyelashes. I just wanted to say that. On the bass, we've got Mike Scarpelli, a.k.a. Scarpo, who's been with me for, I guess we've been playing together for like 12 years, which has been pretty crazy.
You and Scarpo?
Yeah. I mean, Nick and Gary have been in the band for like, six So, I mean, we're pretty well seasoned stage veterans as far as, you know, playing music with each other.
Yeah.
And they're my three best friends too.
Yeah.
So it's really cool. It's more of a family. I mean, Scarpo and I have lived together for 12 years too.
Yeah.
So, you know, there's almost kind of more of a brotherly sense of love with it. And it's a very, you know, whatever happens with us, I think we'll always play music together just because we love doing it. It doesn't matter who hears it or if no one wants to hear it. We just want to play.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a nice attitude to take. Excuse me. A little something happened there. And you guys have a show tomorrow night, right?
Yes, we do.
Harpswell? Is that
right? It's actually in Farmingdale.
Farmingdale.
Which is right outside of Augusta. It's actually put on by a high school teacher named Rob Kennedy, who also, he does do the homegrown for WTOS. I'm sorry, I'm mentioning another radio station.
That's okay.
But it happens. He puts on this show at the school that he's a history teacher at, and all the proceeds from the show go to the high school's music program. So we think it's a really cool kind of thing to do because it's a fun show. A lot of people go. It's a lot of fun, and they always have like the high school rock band that's right. coming up or whatever headline. And so, you know, we're their direct support, and they're all excited to play a show with us. And it's just, it's a good thing. And, you know, I say kind of, you know, anything we've done, pay it forward,
yeah.
right?
Yeah.
Tomorrow we've also got, this is kind of an interesting thing, this dude I met who, like, lays it down on the guitar incredibly. And, I mean, and here's the weird thing. He's 16 years old.
Yeah.
And he's been coming and jamming with us and stuff, and he's really good. He takes lessons from me, but he's far surpassed me already. His name's Ian Dyer, by the way. Yeah, Ian. Hey, man. I know you're listening. He's going to come play the show with us tomorrow. Like, we've done a few shows with him, and it's like, you know, I think at a high school and something that's for a music program and showing somebody, you know, that it's okay to play rock music or it's okay to play music. His parents are really cool. They're totally behind it. They basically tell me all the time that, you know, we can take him until he changes his mind. But,
So like with that setup, do you, you have like the full three guitar assault?
Wait, it was funny because the first couple of times we did it with, basically took off my guitar and handed it to him.
Yeah.
And we did that for a while, and that was cool, but we had the idea, like, last week, well, why not try doing the three guitar thing? You know, kind of Skinner style or the Allman Brothers or whatever. And it just, for the first time, and we've tried it before, it's never worked with anybody else, but with him it worked, and it was really, actually really cool. And so we've been, you know, that's how we're going to do the show.
Nice.
It should be fun.
Nice. And that's with the band Apollo and
Cheers to Verona. Yeah, exactly.
And Cheers to Verona is the band from the high school there?
Yeah, and I actually just heard them for the first time. Some of their, because initially this was going to be their CD release party, but their duplication or whatever got messed up, so
stuff happens. Yeah.
And it wasn't going to be ready, so it's just a show. But they've released a couple of recordings just so people can hear their stuff.
Yeah.
And it sounds pretty good. I mean, those kids can play, definitely.
Nice. Maybe we'll play something from them a little bit later.
Right on.
Before Rob comes in. What do you think we should do one from the CD?
Absolutely.
Yeah? What do you want to do?
Let's do Stand Your Ground.
All right. Let's do that. So here then is Fifth Freedom from their self-titled CD, right?
Self-titled debut record, Stand Your Ground.
Available everywhere.
Yeah, you can get it at iTunes, Bull Moose.
Actually,
get
yeah.
it from Bull Moose. Buy your physical records.
I saw a year ago today that you guys were in the top five there. And,
yeah. We it was weird because I did, actually that was kind of funny because I didn't. Like, I walked into a Bull Moose, and I saw our record sitting at number two, and I'm like, huh. You know, that was cool seeing us next to Johnny Cash, but this is off that record. It's a song about not giving up and following your dreams.
All right. Let's do it. Fifth Freedom, Stand Your Ground, from the self-titled album. Album Can Barely Speak. And we've got Alan Jones from the band live here in the studio.
Hello.
Hello. That song went by a lot quicker than I...
It's funny because, it doesn't sound like it's a short song.
Yeah.
And you get a lot... It's interesting when you write... with some people who have experience with, you know, today's current mainstream radio format, they want a song under 4 minutes.
Right.
Right? And what was weird about that song is that was one of the only ones we didn't have to trim. And it ended up being like 2 minutes and 55 seconds. And, you know, John's like, that's a punk song. That's what that is. But, it's interesting. But, I mean, there's a few... You know, you can get, I guess what I'm saying is you can get every element you want in a song. A lot of people get musicians when they're writing a song, you know, like a bass player, or a disgruntled guitar player. They feel like they're getting screwed out of something because they don't get to play this, you know, the Freebird solo or something, or, you know, get to do a 20-minute Tool style bass solo or whatever. It's, but, you know, and that's fine. You can do that. But if you want to, like, if you're a new band and you're trying to get out there to people, people want a coherent thing that's going to be, you know, somewhat, at least somewhat concise.
I hear you.
And that's not to say you can't be technical and you can't do this or that or the other thing. You just learn to cram it into a smaller space. And once you, it's interesting because once you start thinking that way, your songs start to become more dynamic because you're not listening to the same riff for 8 minutes.
Yep. Yeah, so, I mean,
and that's not against anybody who does that, because, I mean, if that weren't a factor, and I'm not trying to sound like a radio sellout or anything like that, it's just like, if you want to be heard, if you want people to actually hear what you have to say, just because of how short people's attention spans are now, is you want them to hear this epic song in a small space.
Yeah. Yeah, I used to have a theory that no song needed to be longer than 3.5 minutes. I don't really stand anymore.
Yeah, exactly.
Some of them need to be longer.
There's definitely exceptions to that rule. I mean, you can have, you know, if it's a good song and it's that well put together, it can be as long as you want it to be.
I was young. I was foolish. I've learned stuff.
I'm not young anymore, but I'm still foolish. So that's fine.
So,
this is fun, man. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, definitely. So now, what are songwriting duties like in the band? Is it are you guys all writing, or do things just kind of come out of you guys practicing, or?
Yes.
to all of those.
Like,
yes.
Yeah. Yes. To all of those. How it like it's the first record were primarily songs that Scarpo, myself, and my brother, who's no longer in the band, wrote. That was kind of a majority of it, not all of it, because some of it we all wrote together too. But now writing again, it's all of us together, which is, I mean, it's been really cool because everybody, now that we've been playing together for a while, you open up, you know, it's like a relationship, right? The closer you get to somebody, the more you open up. And it's cool because it's really just starting to flourish a little bit. Yeah. And it's more dynamic because instead of one person coming up with everything, you have four or five people coming up with, hey, that's a really cool part. What do you think this sounds like with it?
Yep.
So it's cool, and it's more explosive, and it's just better in general, and it's not as mundane. Yep. It's way more exciting.
So you're feeling good about what you've written so far for the album.
Yeah. We feel like a few of the new songs that we're writing or have written, we feel very much like this is it. We feel like those songs make us feel like we've arrived as a band.
Yeah.
That we've actually, okay, now we know. Because you learn. When you walk into your first studio session or whatever, it usually kind of sucks because you get beat up by the producer. They, you know, tell you to change stuff and you're all of a sudden like, whoa, 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 whoa.
Yeah.
Once you have that initial experience and then you go back and you learn everything and then you tour and then you learn everything from that and you watch how bands present themselves, you watch how people play and act, and it becomes, okay, that's how you do that.
Yeah. Just
but
it's all
learning
process. And growing. And,
it's learning and growing and sharing and expressing and all that fun stuff.
Nice. Nice, nice. You want to play a song?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. All right, so this is Alan Jones live here on WMPG and W281 AC, Gorham, Portland. And what are you going to do?
I'll do another song off our first record. It's a song called Take a Closer Look. Next time, I'll be sure to look further ahead. And next time, I'll take a look around. 'Cause I can't face the dead. 'Cause last time, I know I got caught off guard. And now I'll only see the past through my painted skies, 'cause Santa's bed might be too good. And after all I've seen, I feel like I'm still misunderstood. So take a closer look now, when my hands keep on slipping, push me further down, down where you know I'll be living. I think about this life I've led, the people I've met, and the things I've said. Maybe a couple things that I'd change, but I only got myself to blame. Said it's bad, might be too good. And after all I've seen, I still feel like I'm still misunderstood. Take a closer look now, when my hands keep on slipping, you push me further down, down where you know I'll be living. I fight too hard to get by, it feels like I am bleeding. Will I find myself way out of hell? I don't know. Will I survive? Next time, I'll be sure to look further ahead. Next time, I'll take a look around. 'Cause I can't face the dead. Let's take a closer look now, when my hands keep on slipping, you push me further down, down where you know I'll be living. I fight too hard to get by, it feels like I am bleeding. Will I find myself way out of hell? I don't know. Will I survive? Yeah, yeah. So take a closer look now. Yeah.
All right. Feel like we should have, where'd Chaz go? Chaz needs to applaud. all right, so Alan Jones of Fifth Freedom is here, live.
Yeah.
Doing Take a Closer Look. Is
right.
That one?
Yeah, that's that one.
Yeah. And so you guys have the Facebook.
Right.
Like people can find you on Facebook and YouTube?
We've got a YouTube. Channel. We've got a YouTube. If you just look up Fifth Freedom,
yeah,
it'll pop right up. We've got a YouTube. We've got a Twitter. Apparently, like the other day, someone's like, "Hey, cool picture on Instagram," and I'm like, "What?
Okay, thanks.
What's Instagram?"
FifthFreedomRocks.com.
Yeah, Fifth Freedom Rock. Yeah.
Rock.com.
You can see our music video there, merch, tour dates, shows, our bio, basically everything is right there. And you can access everything right from FifthFreedomRock.com. So if anybody is enjoying what they hear, support local music, support local rock, because... there's a lot of people in even our area who do love, absolutely love rock and roll.
Oh, yeah.
And it's weird because, like, in this town specifically sometime, and I love you, Portland. I've lived here my whole life. My whole life. Great, right?
I know what you're saying.
It's, you know, it's, people are, you know, it's on the upswing again. And it seems like in certain areas, and I've now seen pretty much 90% of the country, most of the country that I've seen loves music and loves rock music. They don't want to see some dude pushing buttons, doing whatever, you know. They want to see actual artistic expression. People have missed that. People have been away from that for too long. And now there are, you know, rock music and blues music and country music are all on this big upswing. And people are starting to see it, but I think it's, like, way more successful in Europe right now. But I don't know what it is. It's like a trend to not like rock music. I don't understand that because it's all about the song, right? If you like how something sounds, why hate it?
Yeah. To be fair, there are button pushers who can definitely make you feel things, though. You know?
Oh no, and that was not a dig at anybody who. By the way, if you, like, I can't push buttons. I mean, I can barely push buttons on my cell phone. So anybody who, you know, does electronic music or uses a computer to generate music, that's still talent. It's still songwriting.
Right.
It's still, you know, but it's been done a lot.
Yeah. No, and I know what you mean about, like, I don't know. I don't know if I'd say rock music fell out of favor or what, but. You know, it's always been around, and but there's definitely been swings over the last. I'm old enough that I've seen some things, you know, and like and there's definitely been upswings and downswings in what's popular and
yeah,
you know what,
you know,
well,
I
don't know.
And I agree with you 100%. I don't think that saying, you know, certain people that we've all heard of saying that rock is dead, know, in the main, that's not true.
Nah.
And at the same time, people just need to actually start listening again.
Right.
You know,
can't.
People are buying vinyl again, and Led Zeppelin's reuniting. So, I mean, hell, you know.
Yeah, you can't bemoan the fate of rock music if you're not. If you're not listening to
well,
it.
Well, and to the favor of the people saying rock is dead, I mean, where is our Aerosmith of our generation? You know what I mean? Like, where is that iconic rock group? We don't have one.
In my mind, we do, but not a lot of people agree, so.
Oh, who's that, man? I'm not going to judge.
The Darkness. Darkness.
They're still a band?
They've got a new album coming out.
Hey, great.
I'm so excited for it.
Great. You know, and that's great, man. I mean, they've got the guts to go out there and do that, you know.
Yep.
But it's kind of Spinal Tappy, you know what I mean? Like,
you know,
I'm not too old that,
nope,
like, people don't know who Spinal Tap is or that movie.
Spinal Tap available on Netflix now. Just
it
so
is?
Everybody knows.
All right.
Yep. No, I had a hard time getting into The Darkness originally because I was like, what a bunch of jerks. They're making fun of this music that I grew up with and loved.
Right, and they're really not.
And they're really not.
I have their, hey man, I'll admit, man, I've got their first record somewhere.
Yeah.
And that's a great record.
Yeah, yeah.
It really is. I mean, yeah, okay, I get the whole falsetto
thing.
Why are we talking about The Darkness,
I don't know,
man?
It's ridiculous. It's ridiculous and I love it, and that's all. That's all. Rock and roll is still alive, though.
Yeah, I guess that's the point.
So the plan is to hear another rock record from you guys, like next year, early next year.
That would be that way. I mean, we're gonna try to, you know, God willing, everything lines up. We're gonna try to get it done. We're gonna try to do tracking this fall.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's a process because you still have to, you know, pay for the album art and the duplication and all that. But we'll have it out. I'd imagine, you know, this time or spring next year.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, there's no shortage of songs and there's no shortage of material or creativity. It's just a matter of having the means to do it.
Yeah.
And I mean, we'll probably do it. I mean, we'll probably track it all because once we get something down, it's down. And we'll get, you know, we'll record the whole thing, the whole record in probably 10 days, you know. But that's the plan, is to get out the next record and generate new buzz. I mean, we just had this single, a song called Someday, go out to about 500 radio stations, a lot of them being college radio stations just like WMBG.
Yeah.
And a lot of them have added it, and we're getting some significant rotation and airplay out of these stations and spreading our name. And hopefully we can continue with that momentum.
Yeah.
You know, but if, you know, if not, fine.
It's a great song. And that's the one that you guys did a video for too, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. The barn that we did it in, it was funny cause it was August 18th and we were in, Edmonton, Kentucky, which, by the way, has a population of about 700 people. Yeah, it was cool. We were in this barn, but it was also 108 degrees.
Nice.
So that's how, and I mean, they were, you know, wiping us down after every take and stuff. So it was actually a pretty miserable experience making a music video, but, and it was weird too, because we had, like, the day before we recorded the song.
Yeah.
So, you know, we were kind of, John was saying, because it was funny, he produced the song, and then he also did the music video, and he's like, I think you guys might be the first band to record a single and then the next day do the music video for it. That's kind of, you know, but that was a very interesting experience. Then we came home and we've been here since.
Yeah.
I mean, out playing shows and stuff, and it's an interesting thing, man.
Yeah. I mean, you haven't just been resting on your laurels here. You've been busy.
No, we've been quite busy with just local shows and trying to, the tough thing is getting back out to where we were, like the Midwest and the South and stuff. Because I that's where I think we could really make an impact, like as far as, you know, critical mass or whatever, whoever, doing something like that and getting back out to those people who really embraced us and are still spreading the word. That's where we need to be.
Yeah.
And it's, New England's an interesting place. I love it to pieces, and I wouldn't live here if I didn't love it. But we've got to all, and this is genre aside, I think musicians in general, we're all trying to do the same thing. I think everybody should try to work together a little bit more.
Yeah.
If that makes any sense. There's not enough of that going on.
Yeah. And I mean, you want to, you know, you're saying about getting out Midwest and stuff. It's like, yeah, you want to go where, you want to go where your audience is and,
yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, definitely. You want to reward those people who are,
I mean, we're just in it. It's not that, you know, people don't, you know, that I'm not saying that New England's terrible. It's just the way that the way it's set up here is where we are in the country. It's not about the people or where, you know, it's literally, you know, if you live somewhere central in the United States, you can drive in a 500-mile circle and hit Chicago, Detroit, Cincinnati, Nashville, you know, all these huge markets, right? But, like, if you live in Portland, Maine, you're kind of, like, way up at the top. So you've got to go, like, 300 to 400 miles at least just to get into the market where you want to be.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's
we're the end of the country.
Yeah. And that's fine, man. I mean, that's great. I like being at the end of the country.
Yeah. Yeah. No, it's great. But it does make, sometimes it makes being a music fan hard, you know?
Right. Mm-hmm. Because I mean, the other thing is like when you think of like bands touring and stuff, not a whole lot of people. I mean, this year we're pretty lucky. We've got a lot of great groups coming to Maine.
Yeah. Oh yeah, definitely.
All across the board, irregardless of genre.
Yep.
But it's not always like that. It's like hit or miss, man. Like you get a great concert season and then the next one, you know. But more people are coming back to Maine, and I think that's a great thing.
Yep.
I think that's a great thing.
Van Halen.
Exactly.
Not going to spend money on those tickets, but
no,
they're coming.
No, I'm not. I mean, I saw them on Jimmy Kimmel live, and it was, I mean,
I heard
God bless
it.
Them. I mean, God bless them, but, you know, David Lee Roth sounds terrible. I mean, not terrible. I'm sorry if I'm insulting
you. No, you know what? Dave, if you look.
I'm trying
to
piss everybody off tonight. That's what I'm doing.
Dave, if you're listening, you can call us at the station.
Man, I'd love to talk to you, man. Yeah.
That'd be a weird.
I might
thing.
Have a slight bone to pick with you. I'm just kidding, man.
All right. You want to do another song, and then we'll talk a little more, and we'll get two more songs from you. How's
yeah,
that?
Sounds yeah. good.
All right.
Why don't we play another one off the record?
Definitely.
Let's play a song called "It Ain't Easy."
Oh no, I've only got the radio one.
Oh, okay.
sorry. So right. So yeah, it's a limited okay. selection. I've got
okay, so.
Someday.
Let's actually do Caught in the Game.
Okay.
Caught in the Game, yeah.
Yeah, that's a good one. All right, so this is Fifth Freedom on WMPG.
Death wasn't knocking on my door. I was kicking back, taking shots with him. I didn't know what it was for. I might make it out, but I know the chance is slim. It's been a messed up life, filled with pain and strife. And now I've come to see that the future is bright, but the past is dark. I don't know what'll become of me, but you can't turn back. Feeling like you're the only, the one who never leaves yourself and left you lonely. Cool in the head, but I'm losing my mind. When I think I'm ahead, I'm 10 steps behind. Try to pick myself up, but I'm going insane. I'd love to see the sun, but all I got is the rain. Now I'm a little crazy, but I think you're the same. But there's no turning home, I think I've gotten the game. Are you two-faced, two-time, and dirty backstabbers? Always gotta try and big-time me. You're bluffing with a jack when I'm holding a king, even though you know I let you be. So the gloves are off and I'm ready to go. Do you dare and try and follow me? I said I'm sick of this game you always try and play. And you can't take this away from me, but you can't turn back. Feeling like you're the only, the one who never leaves yourself and left you lonely. Cool in the head, but I'm losing my mind. When I think I'm ahead, I'm 10 steps behind. Try to pick myself up, but I'm going insane. About to see the sun, but all I got is the rain. Now I'm a little crazy, but I think you're the same. But there's no turning home, I think I've gotten the game.
Caught in the Game from Fifth Freedom, self-titled album, and can find it in Bull Moose stores and iTunes and stuff?
Yeah, you can find it on iTunes. You can find it in Bull Moose stores, and they'll ship pretty much anywhere.
They sure will.
And iTunes, of course, is readily available wherever you want it.
Yep. And so we've been talking with Alan here from the band, and just tuning up. I've been having a nice time.
This has been fun, man.
And, you know, another time, the rest of the band can come by,
I guess.
Yeah,
that'd be... Well,
I guess. You know, if you guys want to.
I mean, there's, you know, I don't, you know. Those guys are kind of, I mean, I don't even really like being around them, but they don't like me. I'm just kidding. I miss you guys. This is weird being on the radio by myself.
I was thinking about that before you
I've
came
never
by,
done this
like,
before.
Yeah, oh,
really? I've never just been by myself, so it's
cool. You're doing a fine job.
Well, thank you. Yeah. Thank you. Yeah. I mean, they don't... I mean, the only other one who talks really anyway is Scarpo, but I mean... we don't even really want that necessarily. Sorry, Scarpo. We love you, man. I love you.
So you guys have all kinds of stuff. Sounds like you're going to have a busy year. You've got shows lined up. You've got one tomorrow night.
Yep, we've got School of Rock at Halldale High School in Farmingdale. And that's going to be awesome. That's with the band Apollo and Cheers to Verona. That's going to be a fun time. The week after that, we're at Bridge Street Tavern. The week after that, we're actually going to the New England Music Awards because we got nominated for... best rock group.
Cool.
So I mean win or lose, I mean that'll be fun.
Yeah,
you know?
Definitely.
And then we've got a show in Old Orchard Beach in May. We've got a couple of festivals. I think we're gonna be doing the Libertyville Festival on the 4th of July in Lewiston.
Cool.
A lot of shows coming up. Go to our website, fifthfreedomrock.com. For, you know, upcoming dates and stuff. You can find us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. Follow us, talk to us. You know, we want to hear back from everybody else who are, you know, finding out about us or who have known about us and, you know, want to hear the whole story. So we're here for you. We love writing music and playing music for everybody else. That's why we do it.
Yeah, yeah. You seem ready.
I'm ready.
All right.
So let's close this out. I'll do our new single that's been out, that the one that's gone out to about 350 or so college radio stations, and it's getting some good traction. Mm-hmm. And it's cool that it's also what our music video is. It's a song called Someday, and it's probably the most meaningful song. It's interesting because it's the first song we all wrote together.
Mm-hmm.
It means a lot. I was going through a really tough time a few years ago, and I didn't know how to write it down, and I didn't know how to. And Nick came in with this part just randomly, and it was one of those songs that came together in about like 10 minutes. And once I got it off my chest, once I got it out there, I was okay again.
Yeah.
Or started to be okay again.
That's what music's there for.
Yeah. And I'll go out with that song. Thank you again for having
cool.
me, man.
Yeah, thanks.
This is a song called Someday.
All right.
And I'm the only one to blame. I never meant to hurt you. I only wanted to hold you near. And now you're just a stranger. How did I make you disappear? If I could, I'd take it all back. did I go wrong? 'Cause I can't escape the past when nothing too good could ever last. So maybe someday you'll see him. Yeah, yeah. I try to put all my demons behind me. No matter where I hide, they always find me. Never could teach blind men to see. And maybe someday I will be free. They were right, you can't save me. I'm reckless, you're selfless, can't rescue the helpless from years far gone. 'Cause I can't escape the past when nothing this good can ever last. So maybe someday you'll see him. Yeah, yeah. I try to put all my demons behind me. No matter where I hide, they always find me. Never could teach blind men to see. Maybe someday I will be free. Yeah, I will rise from the ashes. Yeah, yeah, set me free. Yeah, yeah, set me free. Said one more time now. Oh, 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 oh. Yeah, yeah, oh, 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 yeah, yeah, yeah. 'Cause I can't escape the past when nothing this good could ever last. So maybe someday you'll see him. Yeah, yeah, I try to put all my demons behind me. No matter where I hide, they always find me. Never could teach blind men to see. And maybe someday I will be free. Yeah, yeah. And maybe someday you'll see.
Al Jones of Fifth Freedom, thank you again for being here.
Oh, thank you very much for having me.
Really,
man.
Appreciate it. That was fun. And good luck to you guys. Have a great show tomorrow night for one.
Oh, thank you very much, man. And hopefully we'll be back.
Yeah, definitely. But yeah,
in when short order, yeah, man. Yeah.
Whenever you feel like it.
Thank you, I'm everybody who did listen. Thank you for listening, too.
Yes, sir.
Been really cool. Thank you.
All right.